6-year-old Sulaf speaks to her mother every day. She talks to her at her gravesite, and she talks to her photos at home.
I miss her body. I miss her face most. I miss all of her.
Maya Afane was killed by Israeli soldiers in 2021. The day the PhD student died, her family says she was talking on the phone, and her car veered as she approached a checkpoint. The Israeli military says she attempted to ram into and stab soldiers. It took 14 months for the military to return her body to her family.
Sulaf knew the remains had been returned. If I didn't give her that chance to see her mother one last time, she would have blamed me forever. We made a wreath of flowers and used a scarf to cover most of Mai's face. Sulaf saw it and got emotional, but in the end she accepted it.
The National Campaign for Retrieving the Bodies of Martyrs says since the 1960s, the Israeli military has withheld the bodies of 350 Palestinians killed by Israeli soldiers. They were suspected of carrying out attacks. The campaign says that's a violation of international law and the Geneva Conventions. The bodies are held in morgues or in secret numbered graves. The Israeli military says it withholds the bodies of, quote, terrorists in accordance with government policy upheld by the Supreme Court. The military won't divulge the number of bodies it's withholding or the location of cemeteries, citing security reasons, but says the bodies are buried with dignity. The family of Mohammed Shaham is still waiting to bury him after he was killed during a raid last month.
This is an arrogant and criminal occupation. If they could chop his body and feed it to the dogs, they would. They hate us.
Sulaf's father, Hussein, says since her mother's death, the family has done its best to support her.
I want to be by her side and love her.
Hussein says the families waiting for the bodies of their loved ones need support, too. He's calling for protests so that all Palestinians can be buried in the soil of their homeland. Natasha Ghanem, Al Jazeera, Abu Dis, in the occupied West Bank.